Good morning. How is everybody today? You know, I got a strong feeling this is what heaven's going to look like when we get there, just saying, you know, good and crisp. Rebecca says, you can visit me on your side of the heaven because I'm going to be at the beach. But I love it. Everything looks so pretty and crisp and clean. So glad that you all are here with us this morning. Our walk through Bethlehem, could you imagine this last week? And God's timing, as always, is perfect. I wanted to read you a card. We've gotten a lot of course, testimonies always roll in throughout the days and weeks following our outreach. But I wanted to share one with you here this morning, a card that we received in the mail this past week. It says, my family and I were at the tour of Bethlehem, and we had a great time. It was done so well. I mainly wrote to mention a little boy by the name of Josh. I was on a handicap cart, and he stayed by me the whole tour. He helped me when I needed it. He even offered me his hand warmer. To his parents, I just want to say that you have a very special young man. Thank you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Yeah. You know, as we've stressed here before, it's not the name of a church and certainly not the name of a pastor that we look to emphasize in all that we do, but the name of our Savior. And I just thought that was amazing and an excellent testimony. So thankful for Josh, for all of you who partook, and pray for the fruits that will continue to be born for God's kingdom in that. I was reading this morning from John chapter 11, and my quiet time this morning was just about the confidence that we have in Christ, and was talking about how, you know, it will talk John 11, John 14, 1 Thessalonians 4, and so on. But here's the skinny. Here's the gist of it. Aren't you glad that those of us who call Jesus Christ Lord don't ever have to worry about any power overcoming us, not even death, that we will one day be in God's eternal presence? Death is overcome. Sickness is overcome. The things of this world is overcome. And I'm going to get wound up. I was wound up this morning reading through it. Just the victory that we have through Jesus Christ. So Lord, I'm so thankful for that. And that was made possible through the birth of his son, Jesus Christ, for the purpose of dying on a cross for our sins. Let's just begin our services here this morning. Take a time there in your own heart, just in the stillness and privacy of your own heart and mind, just to go before the Lord and pray here this morning as we begin our services for the Lord. Precious, precious Jesus, thank you so, so much for your victory that you have made ours. I praise you, O God, that there is no power, no height, no depth, no darkness, nothing that can separate us from the love of God. I thank you, Father, that you bore our sins on the tree at Calvary. Thank you, Almighty Father, for the victory that we are made more than conquerors through you. Father, I pray right now as we look at the new and fresh fallen snow, how clean and how pure it is, that we would be reminded of your grace that overcomes all things, your mercy, your forgiveness. Your blood washes us as white as the new driven snow. Father, I thank you again that you are all powerful. You're more powerful than our flesh. Father, even this week, you have just spoken to this heart, this life, this man, so powerfully, so much, oh God, and sometimes it's hard, the growth that is needed in our own life, but I thank you that you show yourself faithful again and again. You're more powerful than our enemy. You're more powerful than our flesh. and more powerful than our circumstances and our situations, that you would take what he intends for evil and turn it into good. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for your victory and your strength and your love and your goodness and the family that knits us together through the Spirit of God here. And Lord, I pray now that you would be exalted this morning. May every heart be aligned with yours. May every heart also be humbled before you this morning. Now we need you. I pray that we would rid ourselves of anything that barricades us from making room for our Savior. God, that we would be in alignment with your Holy Spirit to receive your truth, to be strengthened and encouraged. Father, we need you. We want you. And we invite you here this morning. There is more than adequate room for you in this place and in our minds and hearts. May you be exalted through our song and through the teaching of your word. For the glory of King Jesus, our Messiah, our Savior, we ask all these things. Amen.
Ask everybody to stand and praise the Lord. In hymn number 132, Angels We Have Heard on High. Confession, I can never sing this song again without singing the angels in the back and walk through Bethlehem in my mind. Here we go, Angels We Have Heard on High.
Good morning. Beautiful morning it is. It's great to be here this morning. A little later than normal, but we're here, right? You know, the walk through Bethlehem, I think Pastor said we had 820 people between Saturday and Sunday. Isn't it amazing? Fantastic. And just a wonderful, wonderful event. And I showed some pictures of some people who didn't come. And they said, oh, let us know next year when it's happening. We want to be there. So it's going to grow, I think, Pastor, right? But what a great thing. Josh, what a great testimony that is, right, Pastor, for that little guy and for helping that woman there. That's really says a lot about, Josh, your character and people from this church. They're all willing to help like that. Amen? Thank you for doing that. So just a couple quick announcements. Today there's a business meeting for church members right after church. So just stay right here and hang in for a little while, and we'll have a short business meeting. And also next Sunday there is a Christmas breakfast at 9 o'clock, and the worship service will be right after that. There'll be no Sunday school next week, no Sunday school today either. So there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer. Get your name on there and plan on coming, and we'll all fellowship together for breakfast first, and then we'll have the service right after that. With that, let's have the ushers come forward, and let's all stand, and we're going to recite Revelation 3:20 together. And it's up there on the screen. Let's go ahead and recite that together now. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. Revelation 3:20. And Bruce, would you lead us in a prayer?
Lord God, we're truly thankful for all that you do, for your faithfulness to meet our needs. We just pray now that you would take these monies and bless them. Use them for your honor and glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you've kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And this sleeping child you're holding is the greatest.
going to ask everybody to stand now. Yeah. We're going to continue to praise the Lord. Also, you know, I'm with Pastor. I love the snow. And the thing about the snow is the amazing symbolism. The amazing symbolism by a freshly fallen snow. Not so much the salt and dirt and the after snow. Like, boom, when it's freshly fallen. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it says in Psalm 51:7, it says, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. That's something to rejoice about. That's something to praise the Lord about. That's a reason to have joy. We're going to sing our new song, Joy to the World.
Thank you.
said, amen, for he alone is worthy of our praise. All right. Pastor loves this song. He didn't tell me that, but I'm sure he does because, you know, like, Fox, what are you about to say? No, I'm going to bail myself out right now. Seriously, during the town walk, I tell you, I'm just so grateful for our pastor and his fervency for the Lord. And hearing him over and over, there 820 people went through. And that was a lot of groups. Even a group, some of them may have been 20 or so, 25. But that was a lot of times. And to hear him just faithfully proclaim God's word, telling it in the equivocal mountain, and just give him the gospel. And give them the gospel, and give them the gospel. And it was just such a wonderful example for all of us. And I encourage us all through Christmas season to give the gospel, share the true meaning of Christmas. It was exciting for me coming into work over the new Pearl Harbor Memorial Bridge in New Haven to see that they actually had Merry Christmas on the big, huge, new digital billboards. Merry Christmas. It's like, it's coming back a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And it was gone, and like, boom. Merry Christmas. And be strong about that. We're here because of Christ died for us. The true meaning of Christmas, born to die. Let's sing Go Tell It on a Mountain. Get you go. I can't behave myself on that song. These guys all witness. At least I wasn't dancing, you know. But that song excites me about Jesus, and I act a little crazy sometimes. You know, again, all these songs, Christmas now, I got the walk through Bethlehem in my brain. Does anybody else? We're going to sing about the Hollywood manger ground. And I just, you know, I see that manger scene. It's just an awesome song. Here we go.
Our King is born in Bethlehem. Our journey.
Father, hear our praise, hear our voices as we lift them up to you. Lord God, we just rejoice in the fact that we can say Emmanuel, that God is with us, that you are with us. Lord God, we thank you for the salvation that you sent us through your son, Jesus, who was born in a hallowed manger. Lord God, born to die, to forgive us for our sins through his precious blood, to cover our wickedness, everything we don't deserve. Thank you for grace and mercy. Thank you that you wash us whiter than snow if we call upon your name and believe and ask for that forgiveness. And that you never let us go. No matter what is going on, you never let us go. You are with us. Lord God, we love you. We praise you. We thank you that you are a great and awesome God. We lift Pastor up right now as he brings your word. Use him, Lord God, in a special way. Continue to use him in a special way. We love you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.